Part 1, Teacher Interview.
Hi, I'm Ann Dansdale, and I'm a teacher of the visually impaired in the Chicago suburbs. My classroom setting consists of I am housed in a school with kindergarten and first grade students. My resource room has children from 29 school districts around the two counties. And these children who are placed in my classroom have vision problems that are more severe than they can handle in the regular classroom setting, and or they have learning difficulties that they need, along with their visual impairment, they also need extra assistance with academics. In this tape, I have six students, and I've been teaching for, this is my 20th year, and I have never had a situation in which I had six children all at approximately the same level in which I could teach a actual classroom subject, like the regular ed classrooms. And in my school this year, there was a learning disability classroom with two children, and they were at the same age as and level as my students. So we combined and team taught, and we came up with this math program every day, same time, and taught math to visually impaired children and tried to adapt as much as we could to cover all the concepts needed for first grade. This situation came about, and it was most motivating because our kids actually went to another classroom, so they felt really important to go to another classroom. They were all seated, they knew it was math time. They had a routine, and I think a lot of times visually impaired children, they don't get the incidental learning, so they need to know their routine. This covered repetition, this covered things over and over again for them, hands-on situation that we were able to give, which sometimes in the regular ed setting, you don't have enough time, you don't have enough hands. Also, we had a lot of aids support, which was able to one time, aids just jump in whenever they see needs, and so the kids get one-on-one support that way. In this classroom setting, since we had the learning disability teacher, myself, and then we would have usually just both of us, but on this day we had one extra aide assisting us with the children. Everything we did, I guess we could talk about some of the adaptions we made. We used reading stands, we used dark pens, and in that tape you'll notice we use whiteout tape, and that's a biggie for the kids. They feel very confident knowing that if they make a mistake, it's not going to be a big deal. Builds their confidence, and they can put that tape right over the mistake, and they know they can just do it again and ask for help. Building confidence with these kids who are always struggling is a big part of the situation, learning that it's okay to make a mistake in our class. We play a lot of games. We did everything was hands-on, and the way we adapted it for the blind child was we used all the same, the Brailler, we used the abacus. At times where the kids were using pencil and paper, he was either using abacus, Brailler, or pencil and paper. He loved to do everything the same as everyone else, and he was capable of it. He liked to write his numbers. He was very good at writing his numbers. But to get in all his Braille skills, we had him do that, and he was very good at it, so it didn't take much time and take away from the other kids. The paraprofessional in this situation, I've been working with for 10 years. So she, at the beginning, when she didn't know what assistance to give, she would just wait, and I'd just call her in, and we had a good relationship in that I could just tell her when to help, when not to help. In the kindergarten, first grade level of my resource room, the things I need to teach is identification of numbers, one-to-one correspondence, usually to 20, if not to 100, and writing their numbers, estimation, patterning, all those things that the first grade curriculum assigns. Probably the most important is the one-to-one correspondence of children actually understanding what the number is, feeling the number, knowing what that feeling in their hand, what that number concept is. And that's just major repetition over and over again, every day, same thing. I also found that as I was doing patterning, the children understood the whole patterning system, and we kind of left that for a while, and when we came back, they had forgotten it. So I had to go back, and you have to remember that you have to always go back and circle back to those past lessons, even though you think they have the concept down, go back and repeat it one more time every week even. Coins, we did a whole unit on coins. They had to name five things about each coin to help them understand what each coin was, but that was, it was a day-to-day. Every day they were given a coin, they had to describe the coin to me and tell me all about it and what they could do with it. You have to make sure the kids are at this level, kindergarten, first grade. You have to make sure they're up, down, up, down. You see them slouching in their chairs, they're off into another dreamland. You know, you have to get them up and moving. So I make sure that I incorporate a fine motor activity, writing their numbers, and whether it's Braille, large print. Then we usually throw in a game to get their motivation up, their excitement up. And then if we need to, we do need to go into the independent level of school. And that's a hard part for these kids at this early age, because what I call special ed-itis. The kids have come from special ed classes and they've had one-on-one aid. They've had three teachers in a classroom. We cater to their every need, which at this level you need to. But you need to start pulling them away from all that attention so that the main goal is to get them back in the regular classroom with as little assistance as they need. If that's the case, we start weaning them. We give them lessons in, like I was saying, a sequence, and then at the very end, they need to do a page all by themselves. And at first, it's a struggle for them because what do I do, what do I do, what do I do? I need help, I need help, I need help. And you just wean them off of that, but if you do it every day, eventually they feel confident enough to do it by themselves. Okay, I have this class every day, so it worked out. Since I had the situation to have a group of students all at the same level, I made a point to make that my first lesson. We have reading in the morning, and actually the whole day is team taught with the learning disability teacher. So we would have reading in the morning, cut that up with language and phonics, and whatever the theme was. Then we took a chunk from 11 to 12. Every day was math, and in the afternoon we followed through with math skills or thematic unit. I think the challenge teaching visually or blind children is the amount of time it takes to prepare for a lesson. Everything has to be hands-on. So as a teacher, you have to be thinking and thinking, and a lot of time goes into preparation to making sure it's hands-on. I think blind children learn math, in my experience, don't have a problem with learning it, as long as the hands-on opportunities are there. In kindergarten, I teach basic grade 1 Braille. So when you're ready to teach and have the child write in grade 2 independently, would be a good time to teach them, okay, drop your numbers, this is the new way we're going to do math. And that would probably be about the second quarter in first grade.